Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Since the Pirates of the Caribbean adaptations were hits, Disney opted to try the same thing with another Disneyland attraction, Tomorrowland. George Clooney and Brittany Robertson play brainy science nerds who go on a journey into another dimension where geniuses have created a futuristic utopia. At least, I think that's what happens in this convoluted tale. The visuals are appropriately spectacular, but the plot is confusing and the pace is erratic. Interesting ideas and some well-staged action scenes get bogged down by jumbled storytelling. Tomorrowland will soon be yesterday's news. Kumiko the Treasure Hunter is a slow-moving arthouse flick about a disturbed Japanese woman who believes the movie Fargo is real. She embarks on a harsh journey halfway around the world to find the briefcase full of cash that Steve Buscemi's character buried in the North Dakota snow. Rinko Kikuchi is terrific and the film has some beautifully realized scenes. Kumiko is an odd character study that's a well-intentioned near miss. The 100-year-old man who climbed out of the window and disappeared is an offbeat Swedish comedy based on the popular novel. When the title character escapes his retirement home and goes on a bizarre road trip, we learn about his life story in flashbacks. It's sort of like a slapstick Swedish take on Forrest Gump, filled with gallows humor. Perhaps some of it was lost in translation, but this one tries a bit too hard to be whimsical. Also opening this week, Poltergeist is a remake of the 1982 horror classic. Ethan Hawke stars in Good Kill, a drama about drone warfare. Drunk Wedding is a low-budget gross-out comedy where the title tells all. Michael Fassbender stars in a suspense western called Slow West. And Felix and Mira tells the tale of a romance between a Hasidic woman and a Gentile man in Montreal. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.